couldn't help it. I know you felt it. Green and white, white and green. Who are we, the Celtics? Who are we, the Celtics?
All right, Celtics fans, we are back with another episode of Boston Celtics Game Day Recap. I'm your host, Guy DiPosito, and the Celtics blow the doors off the Suns once again. Final score, 127-112. This game was very entertaining. Very entertaining. Gonna follow today's podcast, same as usual. Run through player of the game, run through some of the highs, some of the lows. And to get things started here, this player of the game was so hard to choose. But I'm going with Al Horford tonight. This was a 24-point performance, 3 rebounds, 3 assists, 3 steals, a block on 6 of 10 from 3. Season high for him, unbelievable performance, and honestly, the dude was just lightning in a bottle out there. It just felt like any shot he had was going in. So really, really strong performance from Al Horford in this one. On both sides of the ball, defensively, I thought he was great. Again, you see it with the stats, 3 steals, 1 block. I thought both sides of the ball, he was really, really solid tonight. The only negative that you can kind of take, and honestly, you can kind of give this across the board to the Celtics team, the only thing you could have done slightly better was rebounding. That's it. Honestly, this is a game. He went out, defensively played really well, but the shot making was just incredible. And they were timely, too. There were a lot of points in this game where the Celtics needed a bucket. And he came up big, hit a great shot. One of the highlights of this game, I guess I should say, was him getting a steal on Kevin Durant, running out in transition for a layup. He had the first 5 points of this game. Had that 3 from JB to start, and then the steal on Durant, running out in transition. It's just beautiful. Up at the top of the key, Kevin Durant about to pass it over to the other corner. Al Horford jumps the passing lane, tips it out, gets out in transition. Beautiful bucket. Al Horford was just making huge plays all night long, and you love to see it. The dude is just playing at a really, really high level, and not just for his age, just in general. The guy is playing really, really good basketball still, and Celtics need to take advantage of it, and they have been for the majority of this season, right? Not going to knock them here. Really good game overall from him. But honestly, it didn't stop there. Every person seemed to play a really big role in this game, and it's not strictly point-wise. It's in literally every aspect of their game. Jaylen Brown in this one, nearly unstoppable. Throughout points of this game, ended the night 37 points, 5 rebounds, 3 assists, 2 steals, only 1 turnover, but was finishing shot after shot, tough shots at the rim. Had 5 threes, 5 of 9 from 3, super efficient there, right? But was getting downhill a lot and finishing with the left hand, couple and one finishes. Jaylen Brown, excellent game of basketball. Jason Tatum, excellent game of basketball. 26 points, 5 rebounds, 5 assists for Jason Tatum. And efficient night. 10 of 18 for the field, 4 of 8 from 3. So you had monster performances, at least offensively, from Jason Tatum, Jaylen Brown, and Al Horford. And now on the flip side of it, didn't quite get a huge offensive burst, at least scoring-wise, from Jrue Holiday and Derek White. But both of them had monster games in their own rights. Jrue Holiday, from an offensive standpoint, led the team in assists with 10. Did have 9 points. He was 3 of 5 from 3, so you can't shrug that away by any means. But defensively, Jrue Holiday was on another planet. He was destroying the Suns, like, over and over. 2 steals, 2 blocks in this one. But again, his impact was being made everywhere. Absolutely everywhere. Really good game. Honestly, I was kind of debating between Al Horford and Jrue Holiday for player of the game in this one. And Jrue Holiday only had 9 points. But the 10 assists and the play in general on the defensive end, this is as good as it gets from Jrue Holiday. Like, truly, as good as it gets. Derek White, stat-wise, 13 points, 8 rebounds, 5 assists. But again, defensively, 2 steals and a block. He blocked Nurkic at the rim. I feel like we've talked about this a lot this season, right? His ability to block big men down low. It is just unlike anything. Like Marcus Smart, when he was here, very, very good defensive player, right? Everybody knows that. Reason he won Defensive Player of the Year. However, very few people are blocking big men at the rim as a guard like Derek White. The guy's getting up, right? You see a lot of guards kind of get that strip steal that is considered a block. As long as the big man is going up for a shot, that's technically considered a block. Is it really? Not really, right? From a stat sheet, sure. I would consider that a steal more than I would consider it a block. However, it's not the way the rule is laid out, right? Derek White is legitimately blocking guys at the rim. He is just so good on that side of the ball. And honestly, Jrue Holiday kind of had a couple of plays like that today too. Like really just great, great defensive games from both of them. Jaylen Brown, I'll throw him in the mix there too. Jaylen Brown, a couple of possessions in this game, just unbelievable. So all of our starting five, and again, this is a game with no Kristaps Porzingis, again, right? They're going out and doing absolutely everything on the offensive side, at least, to perfection. They went out, they shot 89 field goal attempts tonight. 50 of them were from three. Some people will complain. They were 25 of 50. They shot 50% from three. 50%. And you look up and down, every single starter had a minimum of three threes in this game. Jrue Holiday, Derek White, both had three. Jaylen Brown, five. Jason Tatum, four. Al Horford, six. Right? All of them went out and shot their asses off tonight. It was a game they moved the ball really well. 31 assists in this one. Again, defended really well. 12 steals. Had five blocks. Again, credit to Jrue Holiday with two of those. But really, like, through and through, it's not a perfect game, but it's pretty damn close to it. And then you look towards the bench. I thought you got really good minutes from Xavier Tillman. And it doesn't show in the plus minus. He was a minus 10 in this one. So I do say a lot of times that single game plus minus isn't the best determining factor. But Xavier Tillman in this one, I thought played really well. Again, he showed his ability to stretch the floor. Again, he showed his ability to defend at a high level, not just in the post, but on the perimeter. We saw him defend Kevin Durant a couple times in this game. Played pretty well, right? 5 points, four rebounds, an assist, and a block. Overall, the guy is solid. I think we got pretty good minutes from Sam Hauser in this as well. 8 points, four rebounds, two assists, a steal in 23 minutes. Was defending Kevin Durant. Did get bullied a couple times, but so did Jason Tatum. So did Jaylen Brown, right? Kevin Durant, generational scorer. But honestly, you look up and down, I think the Celtics did a pretty good job on the defensive end. Even Peyton Pritchard, I thought, played a pretty good defensive game. Only one or two possessions that didn't go his way. I thought overall he really held his own. And on the offensive side, he continues to just push the ball. He pushed the ball hard one time, led to a Jaylen Brown alley-oop, right? These are the types of possessions that you want to take advantage of when he's out there, because he is absolutely someone that wants to push the pace. Jaylen Brown has been very vocal about being someone that also wants to push the pace. Them out there together, get Jaylen Brown out in transition. Peyton Pritchard will run the entire length of the court, try to find you. And it led to an easy bucket tonight. So these are the types of plays that you love to see as a Celtics fan. Again, was this game perfect? No, right? We'll talk about some of the negatives, but from an offensive perspective, there are very few negatives to take from today's game. The shot selection, again, because they were hitting them, it looks great. But honestly, they hit them because the majority of them were wide open. This wasn't a game that the Celtics went out and forced a ton of shots. Did Jaylen Brown, Jason Tatum take a couple heat checks? Absolutely. But there were points in this game. Jason Tatum was 9 for 11 at one point. Granted, he ended the game 10 of 18. So that's 1 for 7, 1 for his final 7 shots. However, didn't matter. The game was over at that point. Jason Tatum, excellent first quarter, had 14 points in the first quarter. Jaylen Brown went out, had a monster second quarter, had 15 points in the second quarter. And then the third quarter, the Celtics just clamped down. The third quarter is really where they got their separation in this game. They outscored the Suns 37-25 in the third. And honestly, a big momentum shift came strictly because they cleaned up the offensive glass. Like, that was a huge detriment to this team early on in this game. We'll talk about it a little bit more in the next half. But third quarter, they cleaned that up, stopped giving away a ton of second chance points, but they executed on both sides of the ball. That's where you started seeing more made shots. You started seeing more guys get involved. Derek White, who had a pretty slow first half, only had 3 points at halftime, had another 5 in the third. But JB, another 8 in the third. Jason Tatum, another 3 in the third, right? So you have a bunch of guys step up. Al Horford, that was his big quarter. He had 8 points in that third, right? So you have a bunch of guys that are just going out, and all of them seem to pop at the same time, right? That's when the Celtics are ridiculously threatening to the rest of the NBA. So Celtics pulled away in that third, and that's really where this game ended. The Suns did manage to get it down to, 11, I think maybe 9 at one point in the fourth. But for the most part, the Celtics kind of walked away with this win. We got it up early, and it kind of stayed that way. They pushed it as far as 20 points in that fourth quarter. So the Celtics were rolling. And honestly, we ended up winning by 15. So this was a game the Celtics got in control and then stayed in control in that second half. And that's what you love to see, because honestly, this is the Suns team. They have a ton of talent. They are a fun team offensively to watch. Kevin Durant, stud. Devin Booker, stud. Right? Like, they've got a lot of guys that can go out and give you big buckets. And honestly, Bradley Beal is another one. Like, I wouldn't say he had the best game overall. And 9 of 17 from the field. Solid, right? 22 points. But honestly, we held all of them under 30, under 25. Devin Booker led the team in scoring with 23. So Celtics did a pretty good job of keeping these guys in check overall, right? That's what you'll take. They clamped down when they needed to on the defensive end. I think that was the reason that they got out, got some easy buckets. So good game overall. Again, wasn't perfect. And I want to dive into some of the negatives, keep that section super short, and give a little update here as far as standings go. Before we do that, I want to take a quick break for a word from our sponsors. If you're looking to buy or sell in the near future, meet Deb Burke, your trusted realtor at Compass Real Estate, serving Massachusetts and New Hampshire. With a passion for finding dream homes, Deb is committed to making your real estate journey a breeze. Whether you're buying or selling, Deb's got your back. Reach out today at 978-930-4621 or email deb.burke@compass.com to start your next chapter. Let's turn your real estate dreams into reality. Are you tired of insurance options that leave you feeling lost in the dark? Look no further than Joe Lyman of Brightway Insurance. Joe goes above and beyond to find the perfect coverage for you. So whether it's homeowners, renters, car, commercial, or even pet insurance, Joe will make sure you're protected where and when it matters most. Contact Joe at joe.lyman@brightwayinsurance.com today and let him brighten your path to peace of mind. So whether you're driving, working out, or just relaxing, make sure to check out Joe Lyman at Brightway Insurance. Brightway Insurance, your beacon in the world of insurance. Hey, Boston Celtics fans, are you ready to experience the thrill of an epic game at the TD Garden? Look no further than SeatGeek, your go-to source for the best Celtics tickets in town. With SeatGeek, finding the perfect seats to catch all the Celtics action has never been easier. From courtside to the nosebleeds, they've got it all, and they've got it at the best prices. Plus, they even rate every deal on a scale of 1 to 10 to help you find the best value. But here's the deal. When you use the special promo code VSN, you'll get an exclusive discount. So why pay more when you can use VSN and save on your Boston Celtics tickets? All right, so already kind of mentioned it here a little bit. The only real negative from today's game was the rebounding. It was something that the Celtics really struggled with earlier. earlier on in the game. And by earlier, I mean pretty much first half. That's where the Celtics got hammered. But second chance points, we were outscored 15-3 in the first half. 15-3. So 15 second chance points in that first half alone. Second, we outscored them 8-7. So we gave up half the amount, but we actually did something in return, right? That's the part you love to see. But this game, they really almost shot themselves in the foot by giving up a million offensive rebounds. They ended up with 19, right? Horrible number to begin with. However, we gave up 13 in that first half. And again, I'm not saying that makes it better, right? Giving up 6.5 still means you're giving up 12 in a game. It's not an ideal number, right? However, they cleaned up a lot of it. And because of that, you were able to limit the amount of possessions that the Suns had, right? That's the big deal. That's the big difference, right? This is a game, frankly, they had 47 field goals. We had 47 field goals. The one major difference, they only took 31 threes and made 11. We were 25 for 50. We outscored them by 14 three-pointers. Do the math there. That's 42 points. Like, I know people get frustrated with the amount of threes that this team takes, but threes are a massive advantage. And the Celtics have so many guys on this roster, like 1 through 9, they can go out there and stretch the floor. Obviously, when Porzingis is available, right? He wasn't here today, so maybe 1 through 8, call it, right? They have a lot of guys that can go out, stretch the floor, and shoot from deep. That is a major advantage, and they took advantage of it tonight. So again, really the only negative is the offensive rebounds early on in this game. However, they sort of corrected it after that. I think early on, you kind of gave Phoenix a lot of what they wanted. Like, they had the ability to really get whatever shot they wanted early on in this game. Had 32 points in the first. Granted, we still outscored, and we had 35. But then we gave up 28 in the second, right? So they gave up a lot of points early on in this game. A lot of it, Kevin Durant kind of going off, doing a lot of what he wanted. And I think the Celtics really slowed him down in that second half. They threw different looks at him. They threw Jrue Holiday, Derek White at him, made him shoot over him. And honestly, you look at the box score here. I mean, obviously, having 20 points is still solid, but 9 of 19, you know, that's something you'll take. Only took 3 threes in this game, right? Like, these are the things that you want to see. The Celtics, much better job in that third quarter and in the fourth, 25 and 27. Those are respectable numbers on the defensive side. That's where you want to be. It's those two, really the first half, and a lot of it came down to rebounding. So Celtics cleaned it up, ran away with it in the second. Love to see it. That's where we're going to wrap things up. Great game overall. Celtics improved to 52-14. As of right now, the Celtics have a 10-game lead in the Eastern Conference, which, again, it just continues to sound absolutely ridiculous to me. Cleveland is 10 games back. Milwaukee, they are actually beating the 76ers right now, 91-87, mid-fourth. If the Bucks win, we'll only be 9.5 games up on them, so got a long ways to go there. However, if Philly loses, the Celtics clinch the playoffs, clinch a playoff spot. Not that anybody was questioning that whatsoever, but it's pretty cool to say this early on in the season. So either way, Celtics are in a pretty good spot. They'll either be the first team to clinch a playoff spot or be 10.5 games up on Milwaukee, which also wouldn't be the worst thing. So Celtics are in a good spot. It's pretty much where we can leave that. That's where we're going to wrap things up. Have a great night, Celtics fans. We'll talk soon. I know you felt it. Green and white, white and green. Who are we, the Celtics? Who are we, the Celtics?